Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Undesirables by Chad Thuman, performed by Saskia Marleveld. On June 22, 1941, Nazi Germany launched a surprise invasion of the Soviet Union. Within a few short months, the Germans conquered Ukraine and Belarus. Then they surrounded Leningrad, and they drove onward toward the gates of Moscow. By December of that year, the Russians' Red Army was in complete disarray, and the citizens of Leningrad were paying for its failures. The Nazi hunger plan, or starvation policy, called for the destruction of Leningrad by firebombing the city's granaries and preventing any food from reaching the starving citizenry. As winter loomed, the men, women, and children of Leningrad were so desperate for food that some even turned to cannibalism. Chapter 1. The Cellist. The first thing Karen did when the Leningrad trader kissed her was hold her breath. The second thing she did was wonder where he got the fish. She hadn't eaten anything but stale bread since early November. No one in this starving city had. And that was more than a month ago. But somehow the Leningrad trader's breath tasted like anchovies. He must have bartered for them, just as Karen had agreed to trade him this kiss. The trader tried to separate her lips with his tongue, but that wasn't part of the deal, so she kept her mouth locked tight. She could feel him trying to grope her, but he couldn't unbutton her coat with his gloves on, and it was far too cold to take them off. Eventually, he let go of her and removed his lips from hers. Karen was glad of that because she couldn't hold her breath much longer. The Leningrad trader begrudgingly opened his duffel bag and handed over a shovel. Karen had brokered a four-way trade. She'd given her gold locket to Kalina, who'd given a bale of chicken wire to Ina, who'd given a cup of flour to the Leningrad trader, who'd agreed to give Karen the shovel. It had taken Karen more than a month to organize the deal, to figure out who wanted what and how to get it for them. The Leningrad trader turned out to be the most difficult link in that chain, because he wanted more than a cup of flour. He also wanted a kiss. Karen felt vaguely guilty, as if she were cheating him somehow. You couldn't eat a kiss. A kiss couldn't ease your hunger or start a fire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?